You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Friday now afternoon, 888-808-1019. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. That was a lot of fun, talking some football. I mean, look, I told you before we came on, you obviously know Nick Costos from now. If you listen to the show, BT and I have had him on a couple of years as a weekly guest during the football season. He does his own show, as he mentioned, all over the place as the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. And then, of course, Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. And I told you, there's nobody that does it better than Nick Costos, nobody more informed in the NFL. And even knowing that, sitting here watching him just rattle off these guys and go over all these names and different players and give you the depth, I mean, that is... That, come on, that's getting you set for NFL season, baby. Let's make some bets. Let's pick some fantasy teams. I can't wait. And let's watch some Jets and Giants preseason. Seemed a little bit higher on the Jets, of course, based on the infrastructure with the offensive line, but not liking the quarterback. Nick doesn't believe in the Giants head coaching staff. Doesn't like Dable, obviously. You mentioned that, but still there's potential there with that defense. I'm intrigued, man. I'm intrigued. I just hope that with both the Jets and the Giants, we don't have the fall on your face right out of the gate, 0-2 start. Like, it's only 2 weeks, but starting 0-2 for these two teams, it's like a death sentence. And you know, it's over. You're not going to get to October, which, I mean, at the very least, I'd like to get to November, but I guess beggars can't be choosers. Either way, I'm feeling good at this particular point about the Jets and Giants. 888-808-1019. Let's get some calls in here. Joe is on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Sal. What's going on, dude?
How are you, Joe? Thanks for calling, man.
We had the conversation before. You were telling me about the tickets you're getting between the speed and your parking. Listen, it's brutal, dude. I'm a retired detective in Staten Island, and they put these speed cameras everywhere. It was initially meant to be by schools to slow everyone down, but it's the biggest money scam out there. So I just wanted to give you a little heads up on that.
Yeah. I'm worried about getting mad here.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just worried about getting caught because I had one the other day down the West Side Highway. And you know, once those flashes go off, you're going to be in trouble. But go ahead. Give me the insight. Give us the tips.
Yeah. So this is it, basically. So basically, you're allowed to go 10 miles over the whatever speed limit at that area is. So, and they catch people out there all the time because you're thinking you're going 35 and great, 35, you're allowed to go up to 45. Then they drop it to 25 because there's a school.
All right.
So that's where they just get you. And it's just, so you got that 10-mile window.
Yeah.
Also,
Joe, I would say that if you're going 25 miles an hour or even 35, it feels like you're not moving. Like, you can try to go 25 and 35,
exactly.
And it feels like you're not moving.
I know. It's always the 1 mile per hour over. I got a ton of them just going 1 mile per hour over, which is ridiculous. It's so silly. But the other thing, too, so now with the parking, so let's say you get a ticket, you got a 5-minute window. So as long as you can run to the meter and get like another extend your time, you're good to go.
Yeah, see, I almost, and thank you for the call, Joe. Thank you for the insight. I almost screwed up again. I had set my phone alarm to go off at 12:45 or whatever it was. Yeah, because I did it at 10:45, 45 minutes late. 12:45, I set it for 12:44, set my alarm to go off. I don't care if it happens during the middle of the show or not because I got to pay the parking. I don't want to get a ticket. And then I almost did it again. I'm in the middle of the thing with Costos. We do the segment, we break, and I'm like, wait a second. This didn't go off again. Now, it wasn't, I'm trying to see when I actually paid here, but there was a gap from 12:40. Wouldn't that be something? If I got a ticket in that shorter gap, 12:52. So it's not that bad. But from 12:45 to 12:52, dude, if I got nabbed in that time, now I'm really going to be annoyed.
You didn't hear me in your ear at 12:48?
No, did you?
I said to you, yep, 12:48. I said to you.
Well, it still would have been 3 minutes late.
Yes.
But I had, but still, no, I had my alarm. I don't know why this happened.
You probably set it for a.m.
12:44 p.m. Maybe my volume was down or something. I don't know. Either way, it was only, 6 minutes or something like that. Shouldn't be that bad. Steve is in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal. What's going on, man?
How are you, Steve?
Always good to hear Nick Costas, L.I. guy, who's doing well. And you know it's going to be football season when it's minimal sweats.
Yeah, love it, baby. Love it.
So we're all like, girl dads. Just dropped my daughter off in college freshman year up at Tech. So Lubbock, Texas, it's close to the border of Oklahoma. Me and the wife are driving home. It's about a 13-hour drive.
Oh, man.
We get to this town, Abilene. We see this big sign like, stop at the Buc-ee's. And right behind it, it said, August 15th, the annual Ranger meetup sponsored by the Texas Rangers. And you have Rafael Palmeiro, Nolan Ryan, and Kenny Rogers, not the singer, the pitcher.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the other side, Adam Graves,
yeah.
Brian Leach, and of course, King Henrik. Tickets are $30, and of course, it goes toward the Texas Ranger Fund.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Your interview skills, by the way, when you and BT interviewed Trevor last year, a couple months ago, and then when you had Scott on a couple days ago, it's fantastic. You guys let the interviewer breathe. So once again, you tremendous. Just you ask some questions and then just let him answer it. Mm-hmm. But my message point, we got to make the playoffs. Who's going to be the everyday center fielder in the playoffs? Or is that going to be it's going to be a pitcher setup. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you taking the time to call and hold there. I appreciate that very much. And it is fun, by the way, to get to be able to have people like Zach Scott come in studio. You mentioned Trevor Bauer. BT and I did that one a while back. We've had a lot of different people, certainly the summer. I think the summer there's more open space, kind of a blank canvas to where, hey, yeah, obviously baseball is at the forefront, but it's not like you got, the football season and the baseball playoffs and the Knicks when they're in the postseason, like whatever it may be. So there's kind of a blank slate, which is why maybe you heard more interviews, but it's something I know BT and I both enjoy doing, and it's been fun to do and have those guys on, whoever it may be, and get some perspective and insight to them. Now, back to the Mets thing. The everyday center fielder should be Cedric Mullins, especially when you talk about postseason, unless there is a tough lefty that, for whatever reason, Carlos Mendoza felt good about. Now, I would take it a step further and say that if it's not going to be Mullins in center field, let's say playoffs, bad matchup for Mullins. Now, the problem is that McNeil's also a lefty, and maybe this is something we could ask Mendy about at some point. Who would be the backup center fielder? Can you imagine having Tyrone Taylor start a playoff game? As much as I love him, I can't justify having him start a postseason game. So would you want to have some kind of different infield combination with Mauricio, maybe Acuna at second base, and then McNeil in center field? I guess the question would come down to, let's say it's a tough lefty, because if it's a righty, it's going to be Cedric Mullins. If it's a tough lefty, would they value McNeil's bat in center over Mullins and then somebody else at second base? I would say that that's the only possibility that you would have in center field. I can't imagine come playoff time, assuming that they get there. And that's a big assumption, by the way, with where we're at with the Mets and Yankees. I still think that they're going to. I'm just saying, you're spinning it forward to the postseason and no guarantees. We've seen bigger leads dissipate quicker. I hate to bring that up, but the 2017. I have a hard time thinking, though, that it's going to be, if it's not Mullins, it's not going to be Tyrone Taylor. At least I wouldn't think that that's going to be the case come postseason. BT and Sal on the Fan, more of your calls. When we come back, 888-808-1019, whatever it is you want to discuss on this Friday here before we close out the week over the course of the next 40 minutes and hand it over to Evan and Tiki. BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call on this Friday afternoon. Evan and Tiki, they'll be coming up next. We talked a lot of football today. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Nick Costos in studio for an hour, giving us all the insight, everything in the NFC, AFC, Jets, Giants, a little fantasy as well. So that was fun talking with Nick for a full hour there. I'm looking forward to the games. I can't promise you that I'm going to watch the Giants live at 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to figure out my weekend plans as it is. You know, my wife's got her family coming over Sunday, so I thought that may be a good chance for me to go out to the Yankee game for a little bit. So I'm waiting on word what timing exactly, whatever time she's got people coming over, so I'm going to be at the Yankee game. But Saturday, that means it's got to be me and the wife and the daughter. Are we going to barbecue a little bit? Pool day, I'm not so sure. So I will watch the Giants and Bills, and I will watch the Jets and Packers. I don't know if I'm going to watch it live at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, not to mention that we get the baseball stuff here. So I'm looking forward to the football, but obviously a big baseball weekend as well. One thing that I saw yesterday, now I was not aware of the nickname. I saw Evan talking about this yesterday. I guess there's a nickname for Juan Soto called Juan Solo. And I did not realize that. Maybe I've heard it before, but I didn't pay too much attention to it. Oh, Evan made that up? I thought Evan was the...
It was a Rico Bronya caller or email.
There you go. Thank you, Rami. So I did not know that, but Evan then, you know, talked about that, talking about somebody brought it up. Okay, there you go. With calling him Juan Solo. Here's what I would say about that. It may be true. Maybe, so you could see it if you watch the games and pay close attention to it. Like, watch the way Lindor and Soto interact after a base hit, after one of them scores. Like, they hit behind each other in the order. It started out as it was 1-2, and then it was 2-3. Now I think it's back to 1-2. We'll see what Mendy does today. But look at the interactions between Lindor and Soto specifically. Or just watch Soto sometimes with the rest of the group. And there are some murmurs that that's the case, blah, 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 blah. He's his own guy. Obviously, there are some friends on the team. He's not a bad guy, but maybe he's more, he does things the way that he wants, takes things more seriously. What I would say to that is, I love it. And if I had to pick one person that I wanted from the entire Mets roster.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which is a good one. It's a good one. Like, obviously, the pitches are important. If you want to keep the pitching staff out of it and just focus on the position players and the lineup. But if I had to pick one person, like, if somebody created the rule, if Manfred said, hey, we're going to, you know, go lockout in a couple years, so we're going to reset everything, and each team, one of the new rules is going to be redrafting of players, like fantasy style. But each team gets to keep one player. Send me in who your vote is. My vote, from a Mets perspective, would be Juan Soto. I think everybody should be following his. Now, he's not a leader, But what he brings to the table, what he does, that's what I want. I'm not trying to disparage Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo. Like, those guys have their great strengths as well. I'm just telling you that if there were one guy who I'd want on my team and I had to only have one, I'll take Juan Soto. So maybe other guys should either respect or appreciate what he brings to the table as opposed to trying to make him fit into what they're doing. Now, again, I don't know the inner workings, the inner dynamic. Obviously, we can see that the chemistry is not what it was a year ago. It doesn't mean that they can't be as good. But clearly, we could see it. Something's different, and there's no excuse. There's no reason. Soto himself, Alonso, Lindor, nobody knows. Mendy, nobody's got an answer for it. Right, we're hitting the ball hard. I don't know what's going on. We got the guys. I don't know why we can't hit. If I had one guy that I could pick and one guy that I believe in that I would want to build my team around, it's Soto. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's wrong either. It's just, to me, the knocking of Juan Soto has gotten to a ridiculous level here. Guy's a beast. Gary's in Fort Montgomery. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Sal. What's going on?
How are you?
It wasn't... You're good. Evans wasn't about him being an individual solo. It was about how many individual home or solo home runs he had.
Ah.
That 20 of the 26 are solo. It wasn't that, hey, he's like an outcast or, you know, he's an individual on the team. It was...
That's what Evan said yesterday, not the initial thing? Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Because I do think that there is a, and thank you for clarifying that, Gary. I do think that there is a, because that's very important. If Evan wasn't saying that, that's fine. I was talking about the solo home runs. Fair enough. I mean, that's been factual. But I do think that there is an element of, I don't want to say the, you know, the A-Rod 25 and one stuff. BT and I brought this up a while ago, where I said that there were Jack Parkman vibes. Remember when Jack Parkman joined the then Cleveland Indians in Major League Two? Superstar player, all-world player, great talent, but he just never really fit in. Now, I'm not saying that that's Juan Soto. I'm just saying that that's kind of the feel that I had, especially early on. And some would say that you're not watching a team necessarily when you're watching individuals go up there, and Soto is a great individual. And maybe not really falling in love with the rest of the team. Again, I'm not saying that he doesn't like being here. I think he loves being here. And I think he loves playing baseball. But I can see that the chemistry element is not what it was a year ago. So I thought that's what he meant by Juan Soto. I saw the headline. He didn't get into it at all, Rami. It was specifically just for the solo home runs.
It was 20 of his 26 home runs or solo home runs.
Yeah,
that's what it was about.
Well, that is...
significant. It is. He is the last one to take the field every half inning. If you're at the game, you see the last one to go out there is Soto. And I did hear from Jake Peavy talked about when he was in San Diego and Soto was there.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. That he was very to himself.
Well,
he was his own guy.
That's kind of my point, is that this is not a new thing. It's
correct.
Not a Mets thing. Now, what happened last year is you had Aaron Judge to, you know, Judge is the leader. He's the captain. He's the best player in the world. So it kind of flies a little bit under the radar. Soto could be to himself and do his thing and fit in. Whereas with the Mets, he's being paid to be the guy. And Lindor and Alonso have been the guys before. So, look, I don't know what's going on. They better figure it out. It's on Mendy and it's on the players to fix it. But I'm glad. I'm sorry. That's my bad then. I did not realize that. Obviously, a bunch of his home runs have been solo, and that's ridiculous because Juan Soto's greatest attribute should be his ability to hit with runners in scoring position or runners on, impact the game in a big way. Enough with the solo home runs.
The other six are all two-run shots. So he's had no grand slams and
no three-run homer. That's a problem. James is calling from North Arlington, New Jersey. What's up, James?
Well, listen, I mean, I know this is not a positive play, but I still think there's a lot of resentment. It's still a team game, even though you're individual when you're up there at bat. But baseball is still a team game. And I'll tell you, over the course of, I'm 70. So if we look at some of the great teams of the past, the great players, they were great, but they also seem to have other great players around them, or they seem to like each other. They went out drinking, they went to bar. I mean, I want to go about Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford. But even the Mets, when they won in 86, they were a wild bunch. It seems like Soto... I mean, I know he has a lot of perks, but you can have those perks and share them. And I never hear anything about, does he give his luxury box to other players to let them bring their family in? I mean, you got to share, especially when you're making $70 million a year. It's still a team sport.
Yeah, I mean, but who's to say that it's not happening, James? And thank you for the call. Now, the stuff that we hear about Soto has been that he just loves the game. He's not a guy that's going to go out and party and things like that. And I don't know his personal life. I mean, but that's the stuff that we heard about, where he's all business. And that's why I love him. All business. Now, obviously, you want to have some fun. You don't think Juan Soto has fun on the field? Come on, watch him. He's smiling. He's laughing more than others. Matter of fact, some people have an issue now. So in the beginning, it was, oh, Juan Soto doesn't look happy to be here. Now it's he's smiling after he hits a solo home run, a breakup, a no-hitter, and it's a problem. I read, this is where I got thrown off with the headline. It was WFAN's Twitter account yesterday saying, Evan says Juan Soto has earned the Juan Solo nickname this season. So instead of reading the story or getting into the, you know, going in to listen to it, I just assumed that that's what it meant. You know what happens when you assume. So it was more about the solo homers.
But do you think, because what happened last year when the Mets offense was struggling, right? J.D. Martinez asked them to start playing more of a team offense, right? Sharing information with each other. So don't you think that's a problem if he's very much to himself?
Yeah. I don't know that that's the case.
That be the offensive struggle, that they're not collaborating?
Yeah, again, I don't think that that's the issue, but I do think when you look at it, just compare it to last year, it is different. It is different. Last year, it did feel like a line was moving. It did feel like they were an offense in unison. I don't care. I mean, you got the players, get it done. Individual, together, however you got to do it, get it done. At the end of the day, they got to get it done. But don't you think it's also odd that the best month Soto had, and it was a ridiculous month of June, that was the worst Mets month of the season as far as win-losses go? Like, that's odd, too. Again, I can't put my finger on it. You could do the math. Something just clearly not right there. Not with Soto. I'm saying in general with the chemistry or the cohesiveness that we're looking for. And sometimes that takes a while to gel. I don't know, but they better figure it out. Jimmy's calling from Long Island. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Sal, thanks for taking the call. Wanted to make a quick Yankee point, but before I do, I wanted to thank you and BT. I'm sorry he's not here today, but my wife and I, we've got three boys, and we've separated, and your show has brought a tremendous amount of joy to me and my boys, and listening to you guys on a daily basis has been great. So we just wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for the kind words. We appreciate it. And we're both sorry to hear. I know BT's not here, but I know he'd say the same thing. We're sorry to hear about the divorce and everything you're going through there. That sucks, man. Hang in there.
It's tough. You know, I was talking to my youngest, Brian, and he says, Sal and BT, you know, and I turned around. I said to him, Brian, Sal's your mommy now.
Jimmy, I'll put you on hold and you talk to Rami. Maybe we get you guys to come hang out in studio for a little bit with BT and I, if your sons would like that.
That'd be great, man. I'd love that.
Okay, what's your point about the Yanks today, Jimmy?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they're never going to win under Aaron Boone. I feel like I know you guys talk about, you know, he's not really managing the team and it's Cashman. But I just feel like he creates such a losing culture in that clubhouse. I feel like guys don't hustle. They're staring at their home runs. Even Aaron Judge, I love the guy, but you know, he'll hit a home run, they're down four runs. He'll hit a home run and they're still down three and they're all dancing like little girls in the dugout. I mean, it's like I just don't understand it. It's not the culture that I grew up watching, and it just feels like such a losing culture, you know? It's just
I
feel like it's not going to work under him.
I don't love the culture, and thank you for the call, Jimmy. We'll put you on hold there. Rami, get his info, and we'll see if we can have him come in here and the boys more specifically and hang out with BT and I for a little bit. But I don't think that it's an Aaron Boone problem. I do think it's a culture problem. But to say that Aaron Boone breeds a losing culture, I mean, they did just get to the World Series a year ago. So I understand why people are calling for Boone's job. I myself have said that I would have made a change with Cashman and Boone dating back to 2021, but more about Cashman and organizational philosophy and roster construction than it was about the manager. This is going back to 2021. The manager just happened to be a part of it, collateral damage. Like if you fire the general manager and Cashman, you're not going to keep Aaron Boone. The same way that I would say now, okay, you fire Aaron Boone. You think that the Yankees' problems are going to be solved? Their roster's a mess. They are poorly constructed. They have been poorly constructed for years. And there is a culture that lacks accountability. They don't develop their younger players. Like, anything else you need me to go over? How is that on the manager? I get it. He's going to be front and center. He's the one that you don't like. The one thing I would say about Boone, and you're starting to see a different version of Boone, and I think the real version of Boone starting to come out. One thing I would say, Boone's got to be himself, regardless here. Maybe he was too protective of his players for the bulk of his time here. Boone's fiery. We've seen it on the field. We've seen it in some interviews. You've seen it in the post game sometimes. He's fiery. Just be himself. If he could be himself, here, I think there's a way out of this. And I think the Yankees would benefit because of that. Enough with the coddling these guys. Like, I get it. You want to protect the players. You're not going to rip them to shreds. But if the old way isn't working, maybe I have to figure something else out. But I do think Boone's true self is that he doesn't put up with this nonsense. There's no way Aaron Boone will want his team to be as sloppy as the Yankees have been. I don't think the Yankees hierarchy or front office has done them any favors as far as the roster they put together. They could say it's a better team than last year. They could say it's more down. I call BS on that. Nonsense. It's worse than it was a year ago. It's worse. This isn't the manager's fault. But hey, they better get it turned around. And they know that. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll finish up with your calls on the other side.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
We sent Rami down on the street. Rami, have you found the car?
Yes, please. I have found the car, so if anyone wants to come find a celebrity or slash your tires, they can come find
me. Yeah, exactly. Let's not say where it is or what kind of car. That's exactly right. All right, just hit me with it. Ticket or no?
There is no ticket.
Yes! Yes, Rami, we did it! Thank you! New York City!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was almost hoping there would be.
Oh, dude, I would have been so bothered. You're all right. Maybe the better reaction if I did get one, but I'm glad I don't have to worry about it. Thank you. Now you got to remind me, and I set my alarm. I got to make sure I pay that meter. There we go. It's not all that bad.
All right.
Thank you, Rami. You
get I'll see you soon. Yep. Yes, I get my surf side.
Surf side, it's sitting right there. I went in during the break and got it. It is right there at your desk. Thank you very much. All right. There we go, Dove. It's going to be a good day.
And no ticket, always a good day. All right, so I did screw up before. I apologize, Evan. We have Evan Roberts in studio, as he gets said.
You never screw up.
Well, no. I screwed up. And when I do, we screw up quite a bit. But when I do, I acknowledge the mistake. I was over at SNY yesterday getting ready for the show, so I couldn't click the link and listen. I just was scrolling through, and I saw the WFAN Twitter account say, Evan says Juan Soto has earned the nickname Juan Solo.
Correct.
And I took that meaning like it's 25-1 or whatever, 26, yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, the caller called and clarified.
Thank you.
Enough. But don't you think that might be a little bit of an issue here?
Not really. And by the way, even if it is an issue, it's baseball. They don't have to all like each other.
Right.
Do you and I like each other?
No.
And we, stations five. I mean, does BT and Boomer like each other? Does Big Mac and Keith like each other?
Right.
Like, this goes on and on. So I don't even care about that. I think that stuff's overrated. The whole locker room, I don't care about that.
All right.
He hits nothing but solo home runs, bro.
All right. Now, another issue, and this one is legit.
Go ahead.
You called the Mets. Let me just make sure it's legit. Go to the source himself. You said that they're nothing more than a mediocre team.
They have played that way for 3 months, and I'm concerned that's what they are. Absolutely.
And I don't want
to be right about that.
I don't have that concern. Do you know why?
Why?
Juan Soto. Juan Soto is, there's nothing about him that's mediocre. Obviously, we all have to acknowledge it has not been a great season. But even his worst is better than most. Him in the postseason is what's going to separate them from being mediocre and having the potential to be great.
They have been a below average offense. You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. The facts back that up, so I'm glad you said
especially
yes.
Especially
below average.
Especially to their standards.
Forget their standards. They're a below average offense based on stats.
All right, well, give me like which one.
They are scoring, as a team, less runs than the average National League team, which is a major disappointment. Juan Soto's a part of it. Even if Juan Soto turns it on, I don't know if this offense is ever going to be as good as we thought it was, which is why...
Well, because Viento sucks has sucked this year.
Yes.
Nemo you can't trust.
Yes.
Someone could call him core four. Yeah, but Soto to me is the least of the issues. And here's why...
He's a big part of it, yes.
No,
he's not the only thing, though, bro.
Understood, but if you believe that Soto's going to continue this the rest of the way, they're toast. If we don't think that Lindor, Alonso, and Soto are at some point going to click together, which they haven't, If they aren't going to do that, season's over. And what are you going to do? Roll it back again next year, maybe without Alonso. Nobody wants that. Lindor's not going anywhere. Soto's not going anywhere. Like, I'll take my chances with those big three.
I mean, I'm going to take my chances because I don't have any other choice. And I also know if you make the playoffs, just got hot at the right time. But we have a sample size now going back to late April where they're a 500 team. That's the reality. You go back to late April since they swept the Phillies, their overall record is right at 500.
Yeah, all right, but
that's
you
what they
out,
are.
You could pick out any part of the season.
I didn't pick any part of the season. I went back 3 months.
Okay, but you could go from July and say they've been a 500 team, but prior to that, they had the best record in baseball.
Now let's get to the biggest issue.
Yeah.
Okay? You think the biggest issue is I say they're mediocre. How about what you did Friday at 145?
What'd I do?
What'd you do Friday at 145?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't know?
Friday, a week ago?
Friday at 1:45 p.m. A caller to our show brought this to my attention late yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't think Dolph has the audio prepared because he's not prepared.
Right.
No offense, Dolph. I didn't set you
up. We're about to wrap it up. They got 1:40 out the door already.
Yeah. Sal was doing this unbelievable read because he's great at it. And all of a sudden throws in there, when the Mets win the NL East. You declared the division over.
Oh, yeah, we're getting a pallet of Surfside.
It's over? We won the division?
I didn't mean when. Did I say if?
You said when. You did not say if. Tiki analyzed it. When. So it's over. We won the division.
I meant if.
That's
you've
not
been,
what
you've said. Been asking me that stupid question for 3 months.
When the Mets win the division, we're going to be having a pallet delivered here to the station.
Ben, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, Dove.
I didn't mean that. I meant if.
You didn't mean it. You said it, bro.
I meant. You don't think the Mets are going to win the division?
No. I don't think they're going to see first place again.
So, come on.
It's not about being negative, Sal. Do I say you're negative when you say it's how you feel? It's how I feel about this team right now. I'm concerned.
Right, but they won 7 in a row 2 weeks ago. How'd you feel
and
then?
And what'd they do before that and after that?
But how did you, if I asked you in the midst of that 7-game winning streak, would you, almost all this year, we were talking about this even off the air when you were recorded.
Yes.
They're going to win the division. Come on.
This recent stretch after winning 7 in a row is what's really hit me as, wow, they may just be mediocre. And I hope I'm wrong, bro. I'd love to sit here and apologize to you and everybody.
Right.
But as a Met fan, like, I'm deeply concerned. It's the middle of August. Their offense has sucked all year. I hope it changes.
I get it. I'm concerned that I'm not concerned.
I'm concerned that you're not concerned that you're not concerned. What is this?
My real feeling. Thank you, Ev. I know you're going to get ready for the show. We appreciate it. Evan and Tiki coming
up. And at least it's over. Look at this guy. Never learned.
If. I said if.
No, you didn't.
Don't put this on me. By the way, I had Mendy on the other day. They almost got no hit. I was praying for an hit because thank God. Hey, he will never come on with me again. They get no hit after he comes on. Thank God for Juan Soto. I'm not worried about it. The Mets or the Yankees. They'll be all right. All right, I'm going to be off on Monday. I'm going to take my wife to the movies. I'll be back Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with BT. So BT will be back for you on Monday. We'll be back to talk about the Mets, Yanks, football, all that happens this weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Rami filling in for Hoff. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Special thanks to Nick Costos for coming in studio. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. All the NFL info that you could ever want.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.